Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for November 21st, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Completion of the Phase 1 U.S.-China trade deal could be sliding into next year. That is according to trade experts and people close to the White House as Beijing presses for more extensive tariff rollbacks and the Trump administration counters with heightened demands of its own. According to Reuters, asked Wednesday about the status of the China deal, Trump told reporters in Texas, "I don't think they're stepping up to the level that I want." Trump and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer recognized that rolling back tariffs for a deal that fails to address core intellectual property and also technology transfer issues will not be seen as a good deal for the U.S. Officials from Beijing had suggested that the Chinese president and President Trump might sign the deal in early December. Trump, at a cabinet meeting this week, said he needs to make sure that the deal is right for him.
I have a good relationship with China. We'll see what happens. But I'm very happy right now. If we don't make a deal with China, I'll just raise the tariffs even higher. Thank you very much.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer will meet with Speaker Nancy Pelosi and also Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal today to discuss the USMCA. Lighthizer will be on Capitol Hill discussing the remaining roadblocks to passing the NAFTA update. That's according to a spokesperson for Pelosi. The meeting comes after Pelosi and Neal indicated Tuesday that Lighthizer needs to agree to make changes to the USMCA's labor provisions enforceability before a vote can occur. According to a statement from Pelosi and Neal, "We can reach an agreement on the USMCA when the trade representative makes a new NAFTA agreement enforceable for American workers." Lighthizer and his office have yet to respond to that joint statement, so the meeting on Thursday could make or break the deal. The U.S.-Japan partial trade deal is key for U.S. agriculture, came under fire from congressional Democrats at a House trade panel hearing. This is Democratic Trade Subcommittee Chair Earl Blumenauer.
This is the first time that the USTR has notified the Congress for a comprehensive FTA negotiation and returned with a deal that does not achieve most of the objectives.
But American Farm Bureau Trade Advisor Chair and Texas Farm Bureau Chief Russell Boning argued agriculture needed a win.
It's obvious that this agreement is a win. However, it's been pointed out, and we agree, we must pursue the next phase of negotiations with Japan. Not all ag products, such as rice, and some other dairy products were included in this agreement.
But Japanese tariffs for beef fell sharply, as do tariffs for pork, cheese, and many other egg goods. This is top panel Republican Vern Buchanan.
When we implement this deal in January, we'll be leveling the playing field for most of our ag exports by matching the tariff rates enjoyed by TPP countries. Over 90% of the U.S. food and ag exports to Japan will either be duty-free or receive better access in January.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture.